Heidi and Frank Show, 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Use that if you've ever wanted to ask Dave Coulier a question. Because where is Dave? Is he here yet? He's in the Bristol Farms green room hanging out. There he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at him.
Even more hands.
Oh, the cutout shirt's on.
I need that shirt. I love that.
He's got a couple.
Now explain.
I come bearing gifts.
Let me turn this thing on.
No, your sizes.
That'll work.
So
thank you.
I brought both of you.
Dave.
Cut it out.
Thank you so much.
T-shirts. Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
I know you were in traffic a little bit.
Yeah, it was bad. I came from the valley, and it was just red everywhere on the GPS.
I know. L.A. sucks.
Yeah, it was bad.
And, yeah, coming to the valley over the hill, forget it. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
God,
it was brutal.
Talk about cut it out.
Yeah, it was brutal. Well, I was listening to you guys on the way in, and one of your questions was, see, first of all, I embrace Full House.
Okay, good.
You know,
good.
You can either.
That's
you can
all
either,
the questions I have.
Yeah, because for me, that's it. That's it.
That's our time.
All right, thanks. I'll be at the Brea Improv.
No.
You guys have been fantastic.
In the prep, you met Sammy. Sammy is a
huge
fan of the show Full House. And so she did give me like some test. You know, if you want to use any of these questions, they're all Full House questions.
You can ask anything. I'm an open book. So I don't mind. You know, I embrace the Full House fans.
And yeah, a generation of like young people that
you practically raised.
They feel like they're related to you.
We raise lots of children. Yes, Bob Saget. I'm still raising Bob. Bob is my filthy Jewish sister. Yeah, he's a wonderful woman, but a better man for it. Yeah. No, cut it out. To answer the question that before I got here that you were posing. I stole Cut It Out from my friend Mark Sandrowski, who now directs the Big Bang Theory television series. We've been friends since we were 8 years old. And
it's a shame
he
didn't have any success in his career like
you
did.
Yeah, I know. Loser.
You know? Right.
Big loser.
Yeah.
Two losers from St. Clair Shores, Michigan. So I stole Cut It Out from him. We were a comedy team, See and Ski, for about 5 minutes. And he used to do this Mark Suave character, and he would pull his shirt down and show his tit. Oh, can I say tit?
That's all right.
I said it twice now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you should say it twice because there's two of them.
So, we had a caller earlier. She had three.
He
but
used
that's
to like show his nipple to a lady in the front row, and he would just go, "Hey, I see what you're looking at. Now cut it out." And I told him, I said, "I'm stealing that." And then I first did it on a show that I hosted on Nickelodeon called Out of Control.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And that became kind of the. You know, the hook for the show. And then I brought it to Full House, and the producers were like, "You should do that cutaway thing again."
Cutaway.
Cutaway, knock it around, or whatever it was. That was funny.
And then he stole Bazinga from you, and now he's using that.
And now, the rest, as they say, is TV syndication history.
Mornings with Bazinga and Cut It Out.
I was talking to Mark last night. He was over my house, and I said, "So, everybody got a big raise on Big Bang. How about you?" He didn't say anything.
Oh.
All he said was, "You still owe me for Cut It Out."
He still has residuals from the T-shirts.
All the merchandising from Cut It Out.
So you're going to be at the Brea Improv.
Yes, my second time there.
The 4th through the 7th.
I think it's only 5 through 7.
It is?
I think I'm there Friday, Saturday,
Sammy
Sunday.
Is just hopeful that is or your
you
people.
Can go on the website.
Oh, no. You can't prove her wrong.
Yeah, I think it's only 3 nights.
Have you been?
Because I'm not doing 4 nights there. There's just no way.
He's home.
You been touring right now?
I have been. I'm putting together an hour special called Glorified Birthday Clown, because that's what I am. I'm just basically a glorified birthday clown, and everybody at my show are the kids waiting for me to twist a balloon into a poodle shape. So yeah, it's just you know, that's basically what I do. But touring a lot. Doing a lot of comedy clubs. I actually took about 8 years off from stand-up and didn't know if I would go back to it. And now, for some reason, it's more fun than ever. I can't even explain why.
Do you still get nervous when you're waiting back there and everybody's out and you take a peek and it's full and you're like waiting to hear your name and you still get that like...
You know, it's not nervous. It's I feel the most comfortable when I finally get to the microphone.
Right.
I just don't like waiting around.
Waiting.
It's that walk out to the microphone that's terrifying. No, they got it.
Yeah, pee's trickling out.
Just a little bit.
A little bit of poo, maybe.
And then
who knows?
And then you get the microphone in your hand, you're fine.
Pretty much.
So what made you go back? Yeah. You said you never thought you'd do it again, and then all of a sudden you did.
Well, my then-girlfriend, who's now my wife, took me to the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. And I said, you know, that's kind of like going back to work. I don't want to go there.
It's not like a
comics.
Night out, yeah.
It wasn't. And so I went there, and the comics were so great. I got the bug again, and I just said, these guys are so great tonight. I've got to get back up there, and it was really hard.
See, that's interesting. So they were really good, so you got the bug again. Or it could be like, oh, these guys, this is crap. I got to get up there. This is crap. I got to get up and
well,
show them.
And I found myself tagging jokes. You know, oh, he should have said, you know, earthworm after that.
That would have killed.
Earthworm would have killed.
You should have done a callback to the other, and you didn't do that. Yeah. I would have restructured that one differently.
And then you had 8 years of material that you haven't even used. Like you said, she was your girlfriend at the time. Now she's your wife.
Yeah. And my son has grown up, and he's a commercial pilot now. So I talk about him and stuff we did when we were growing up. And, you know, so there's a lot more to talk about. And
wait, I could be on an airplane, and Dave Coulier's son is flying the plane?
If you're in Alaska. He's in Bethel, Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Does he fly one of those planes that land on water?
No, he flies a plane called a CASA, and it's a high-wing turbine engine, twin-engine airplane, and they fly hazmat from, like, the Arctic Circle.
Oh,
it's nasty
wow.
flying. It's some of the worst flying.
Do you ever go visit him? It's terrifying. Like, nah, come down to the US.
Yeah, you know, come to California.
He gets to fly free, so it's like, come on down.
Right.
It's warmer, and there's no Inuits. Because what he says, he lives in this barracks with like 24 young pilots, and these Inuit Eskimo girls just constantly bang on their barracks. Come on out, come on out. Because
you want me to keep it warm for you? What?
They're Mexican Inuits up there.
I don't know. I wasn't sure. How to do an Inuition or whatever the hell that would be accent.
And it's not the
Southern Inuit.
You know, it's not that language, right?
No.
It ends with a Jetsons ship. Yeah.
But you said something to somebody somewhere. They're like, oh, yeah.
Someone got that.
Someone
just went, Motokala.
You can't say it on the radio.
Yeah. I'm going to Bray Improv. That guy's funny.
I'm supposed to be clean. Dirty. Oh. Oh, you did it again. It's like double tit.
This reunion, possibly the rumor of the reunion of Full House getting back together for a show.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Is it just rumor?
I'll say this. You know, I'm just a little peon in all of these talks. I mean, Warner Brothers has to come together. Jeff Franklin, who created the show, Bob Boyette, our executive producer, all of those are big, powerful guys that have to kind of make this machine move forward. I know now that the talks are more serious, and I know that the web blew up last week. Everybody picked it up.
They would love it. Where would Joey be?
Oh, he'd be dead.
Yeah, so you won't even be in it if they did.
Yeah, it starts out his funeral.
I'm one of those people where they embalm me and put me in a coffee table in the front room, and I'm just laying there with a beer in my hand or something.
Tanner's coffee table.
Yeah, and I'm like a 500-pound corpse.
Oh yeah,
because
like
he just
it.
Gained a lot of weight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, just turned into a loser. Yeah. Married Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh my God. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Would they make it a TV special, or would it, I think that could probably be a movie.
I think they want – they're talking about a series.
Oh, a whole nother series.
They're talking about – but I personally, I think it's really hard to recreate something that's become kind of this iconic picture
that
in everybody's mind.
It could
and
be –
it's still on
like
every
Sammy
single day.
Grew up with the show. So I think it's hard to recreate those memories that you have from the show.
But you could call it Fuller House.
Or and Outhouse.
Then everybody's got, or
you could call it Outhouse, where we're all gay and we've come out, me, John, and Bob.
Because there were rumors back in the day.
Yeah, well, because Full House, very believable premise. Three straight guys living in San Francisco. That could happen. Yeah.
And, you know, Uncle Jesse with that fabulous hair. I mean, that's not straight guy hair. Come on, let's be honest.
Well, you said you wanted to ask about Stamos, so go ahead and ask him.
What would you like to know?
No, I didn't want to ask him about Stamos. I said we're having everybody from Full House on. Who's next? We got to get John Stamos in here.
Well, you
talk
probably
to
have
him about
someone
that
who
yogurt.
Knows his number.
I could have invited him this morning.
Oh, well.
You know.
That's too late.
Yeah.
It is too late
look
now.
At that,
yeah,
he
way to bring that up.
He could have just called and said, do you want to swing by and come with me and sit in traffic for 4 hours and go to the Heidi and Frank show?
But so, Sammy, has it ruined anything, actually meeting Dave? Has it ruined the whole Full House mystique for you? I mean,
not at all.
Not at all.
No, I mean, he's pretty much exactly what I thought, especially when he came
you
in
have
this
an
morning.
Aged.
A couple
weird.
More chins.
No.
A couple more chins, yeah.
He came in this morning, and as soon as he got here, he said, is there a little boy's room I can go to? And I was like, I thought, oh, I like that. You're kind of like Joey.
Because you're saying, I'm a little boy when I'm in the bathroom.
I get a little lady, I got a crap. Where do I go?
Like I said, I embrace Full
That's
House.
That's what Saget
so.
Said when he was here.
No, Bob would say wiener on the air. And when you go in the bathroom, you look at your wiener? That would be a Bob. That would be a Bob segue. Did you look at your wiener when you were in there? That's where Bob would go with it. But me, course, I'm just straight pee.
You're a nice guy.
If you want to see straight pee, go to the Brea Improv September 5th, because that is the Friday the 5th through the 7th for tickets. Brea.improv.com and follow Dave Coulier on Twitter at Dave Coulier. Thank you so much for coming in, man. Door's always open for you.
Thank you. You guys are so funny. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to you this morning. And
I was worried. Thank you, Dave. I was worried when you're like, yeah, I listened to you a little bit in the car on the way in. And my fear is, like, do they go, I'm going to turn around.
I'll pass it around to all the comics in town. That's the show you want to do. They're fun. Those kids are fun. They're fun, I'm telling you. Funny. The timing's there, everything. Set up, punchline, tag. You'll get it.
Dave Coulier, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to take a break. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.